This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden drew on his own experiences with grief and loss to comfort families affected by the Florida condo collapse, telling them to never give up hope, even as the search for survivors paused early Thursday, a week after the building came down. Addressing some of the families touched by the tragedy, the president spoke in deeply personal terms as he offered his prayers and support in the private meeting.
They know that the chances are, as each day goes by, diminished slightly. But at a minimum, they want to recover the bodies.
Meanwhile, the mayor of Surfside, Florida, says officials should consider tearing down the remainder of the residential building so that a search and rescue operation can resume. The search was put on hold Thursday morning after officials determined the building is unstable and could collapse on workers below. Donald
this
Trump's
is VOA News.
And its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Feuerfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the